One more time, I want to focus your minds and your hearts on the words of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And these words warn us of the danger that we are in without Jesus, perishing. They hold out the wonderful hope of God's design to rescue us from that perishing, his love that sends his only Son. And last week we focused on the duty that we have to believe in his Son, and that links us with that incredible, wonderful, amazing love. And today what I want to do is I want to concentrate our attention on the destiny before us if we believe: eternal life. In John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus said, I came that they might have life, and that they might have it abundantly, in fullness, forever. So eternal life is the aim of Jesus Christ. And my aim with him in this service is your eternal life. I want you to have eternal life. I want you to know what eternal life is. I want you to enjoy eternal life. I want you to share eternal life. So what I want to do today is I want to walk us through the stages of eternal life. And I want you to examine, where am I at in these stages? So the first stage as we go through this experience today: in Christ. Eternal life is in Christ. John chapter 1 verse 4, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. John 14 verse 6, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Eternal life is first and foremost in the life of the Son of God. It is God's life. Therefore, it is supernatural. It is not something that we have by nature. If we get eternal life, we get it as a gift, as a supernatural act above what we could ever manufacture. Eternal life is Christ's life. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The second stage is through the word of Christ. That's how eternal life comes. It comes through the word of Christ. John chapter 6, verse 68. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. The life of Christ is mediated to the world through his words. He himself is called the Word of God. John 1, 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And when he was with us on the earth, he spoke the words of life, and he taught his disciples to go back and teach the way that he taught. And he said that others would come to believe in him through their word. So eternal life is extended from Christ to others through the Word. The third stage is God draws people to Christ. In hearing the words of eternal life, God will draw people to himself. John 6, verse 44. Jesus said, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. Christ is where eternal life is received, and we must come to him if we are ever going to have it. The words of life offer it, they describe it, they tell how to have it, and they beckon us to it. But John chapter 3 verse 20 describes how by nature we hate the light of life. We don't want to come because we are laid bare. We are exposed by the light of life. Our only hope is the merciful drawing of God. He overcomes our hatred for the light, and he opens our eyes to start seeing Christ for who he really is. You've seen bumper stickers on cars that say, start seeing motorcycles. It's not because people aren't seeing them in one sense. It's because they need to see them in another sense. And so it is with Christ at a very different level of seriousness. People know about him, but they don't really see him for who he is, or they would be overwhelmed with his greatness and his beauty and his power and his goodness and his wisdom and his love. If eternal life is going to come into our lives, we have got to start seeing Jesus. And that is what God's drawing us does for us. It opens our eyes to start seeing the Jesus that we already see in the world. The fourth stage, believing in Christ. We receive eternal life through believing in Christ. When we hear the words of life, when we yield to the drawing power of God, when we believe in Jesus. And remember last week we described that believing is more than merely assenting to certain facts about something. Believing includes those things, but it also includes obedience to Jesus. John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. In other words, by believing in and by being obedient to Jesus, we are united with him in a way that a branch is united to a vine, so that the life of the vine flows into the branch. His eternal life flows into us and we now have eternal life. That is the great work of God that he is performing all over the world every single day. The fifth stage of eternal life. We have eternal life now. In believing, we have eternal life right now, not in a future sense. John chapter 5, verse 24, Jesus says, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. It says he has eternal life, not will have eternal life. In other words, eternal life is not something you wait for after death. It is something that you have right now if you are believing in Jesus. Believing is the link that unites us with the life of God in Jesus right now. If we have Christ, we have his life now. And his life is eternal. The sixth stage of eternal life is a personal relationship with God. John chapter 17, verse 3, Jesus defines eternal life in this way. He was praying to his Father in heaven, and he said these words, now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Eternal life is a personal, intimate knowing of God. It is not like an inoculation against the disease of death that works unconsciously like a spiritual antibiotic. It is a conscious experience of knowing and relating to God. And to see why this is so, connect this with John chapter 1 verse 4 that we already looked at under the first stage. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The life is the light. What does that mean? It means, I believe, that when the eternal life of Christ comes into our life through faith, it sheds light on God and on Christ so that we can see them personally. We can see them far more clearly than we ever could before. Before it was as through a fog, but now it is through the light of life. And now in faith, the life that comes with it, the light starts to go on everywhere. And the personal reality of God is so powerful that you can now know him and relate to him and fellowship with him. This is the eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Eternal life brings the light of personal knowledge into our hearts, and we know Him, and we live with Him, and we commune with Him right now. The seventh stage of eternal life is that it is not interrupted at death. In the 11th chapter of the book of John, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." I think what he means is this: everyone who has eternal life by faith will never have that life stripped away from him. Even if he dies, he's still going to live. Physical death will not turn eternal life into temporary life. Ollie DeRuyter passed away recently, but Ollie loved Jesus. Ollie is not dead. For Jesus has said, "Everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Eternal life is not interrupted by death. The eighth stage. Eternal life is made complete at the resurrection. John chapter 6, verse 40. Jesus says, "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." He is not only the life, he said he is the resurrection. Ollie DeRuyter will know his fullest experience of eternal life when the Lord descends with the trumpet of the archangel and the dead bodies of those who are in Christ are raised from the dead. Eternal life encompasses not just our soul, but also our bodies. The ninth stage of eternal life is this: lasting forever and ever. How long is forever? Honestly, when people begin to contemplate this, sometimes they begin to tremble, because so much rides on your spiritual awakening in this life. How long is eternal life? Well, I once heard it described this way: if a little bird should fly from the east coast of the sea to the great plains in the Midwest and deposit a grain of sand once every 1,000 years, when the mound of sand is the height of Mount Everest, eternity will have just begun. Well, why does eternity exist? It exists because it's going to take that long for us to know the inexhaustible glories of God. 250 years ago, a well-known preacher, Jonathan Edwards, preached a sermon on what it would be like to experience eternal life, to see and know God for eternity. And in that sermon, he pondered whether that would ever grow dull and boring. He said, "The fountain that supplies the joy and delight which the soul has in seeing God is infinite. The understanding may extend itself as far as it will, but it doth but take its flight into an endless expanse and dive into a bottomless ocean. It may discover more and more of the beauty and the loveliness of God, but it will never exhaust the fountain." That you may be able to comprehend with all of the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height and the knowledge of the love of Jesus Christ, which passeth all knowledge, he said. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. We can never, by soaring and ascending, come to the height of the love of God. We can never, by descending, come to the depth of the love of God. Or by measuring, know the length and the breadth of the love of God. Let the thoughts and desires extend themselves as they will. Here is space enough for them in which they may expand forever and ever. How blessed, therefore, are they that do see God, who are come to this exhaustless fountain, after they have had the pleasure of beholding the face of God for millions of ages. It will not grow a dull story. The relish of this delight will be as exquisite as ever. So where are you in the stages of eternal life? All of us, I believe, are at least at stage two, having the hearing of the words of life, because that's what I've been speaking. And I believe God has taken a lot of us to the third stage. He is drawing us to help us to see Christ for who He is. What if you went farther? Some of you today that are sitting here in this room this morning need to finally say, Lord Jesus, I see in your word who you really are. I've been resisting you all of my life. Why not fully believe and obey Jesus with all your heart today? John 3:16 is not just a great verse to memorize. It is a powerful truth of what God is extending to you. Once you stand up, we're going to get ready to sing a song of invitation this morning. My prayer would be that you would make a decision to fully trust in Christ with your heart today.